Coming up on Monday, the Orange County Board of Commissioners is going to be meeting to discuss a number of items. One of the most prominent is the light rail project for Orange and Durham County. They're going to be considering a letter of commitment with Go Triangle, basically a decision whether or not to continue to move forward with the process, even with the reported shortfall in funds that local governments may have to make up down the road. No financial commitment on Monday. Just a commitment to continue with the process, but nevertheless, that's still drawing some concerns. And it's going to be a big meeting on Monday. Of course, it's going to affect the entire Orange County and Durham County community, including all of our municipalities. We're joined here in the studio by Lydia Lavelle, who is the mayor of Carrboro. And Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here with you, Aaron.
And we've got a number of issues to talk about, but one of them obviously is light rail. So let's begin with that. Where do things stand from your side and from Carrboro's side as relates to the light rail discussion?
Well, I'll speak for myself because we haven't, as a board, I guess, formally discussed this to a vote or to a consensus of any sort since we received the report from Go Triangle. But I will say we discussed it at the Assembly of Governments meeting. And at that time, I believe almost all of the Carrboro folks that were there talked a little bit about it. We've all been well aware of the fact that the state first putting the cap on light rail funding and then removing it and adding, you know, and changing it to only 10% of the total project. You know, we've all known that that would create the situation where we had to figure out how to find more funds. Now, you know, we were kind of strung along all summer, you know, with this, with the kind of coaxing of, you know, we will address light rail. So, you know, weren't really sure actually what the financial situation would have been until July or August, whenever they finally did that. So I do think in the 2 to 3 months that Go Triangle has tried to look at what the General Assembly finally ended up doing and then assemble its stakeholders and really do a deep dive into the numbers that they have, you know, really worked very intently on how to create a new financial plan that can support having to absorb this extra money. And I don't think, you know, when they spoke to the governments, they knew we would have our Assembly of Governments meeting in November, so it was a logical time that they could talk to all of us at once. I think anyone who's been following this is aware of the fact that, that the state threw a really huge monkey wrench into the situation. And, of course, what they're asking our commissioners to do is to sign a letter of intent to try to work on figuring out how to address the funding shortfall. Now, of course, one of the options they've presented is it may mean that we might need to have a property tax increase. And I think that, you know, the commissioners hear that, as do the Durham County commissioners. I mean, the same thing is going on in Durham County. And that's another, I think, really important distinction for folks who, you know, aren't as into the details of this as someone like I am, is that this is a multi-county effort, this showing the federal government that multiple jurisdictions and multiple counties are supportive of this kind of infrastructure in our region is really, really important to continuing to get federal assistance and to not, you know, and for example, to not put a big monkey wrench into Durham County's plans or even Wake's plans with their new transit transit tax. So it's all very complex and interconnected, but it's obvious at this point that we need to you know, consider our options for the next couple of months. And, you know, at some point we might have to jump off the track. I sure hope not, but it's not Monday night in my view.
And this is something that people have been talking about, and I know the discussion that's been going on social media and the letters that are being received by Orange County commissioners and the Orange County commissioners themselves that have been talking about this. Seems to be the case that if you were in favor of light rail in the first place, you want to go forward with it. If you were opposed in the first place, you want to put an end to it here. But it seems to be that this decision that's being made on Monday night, and correct me if I'm wrong, is if the county commissioners say no, that's it. There's no going back. If the county commissioners say yes, then we move forward with the process, but there's a chance that we could go back down the road, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what's going on. And there would be no, in fact, there would be no commitment of additional local money for at least a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's not to say that, you know, we put our thumbs till then, but it does mean that, you know, we have to kind of have a community conversation about what this means about making up the gap. Now, you know, another thing I've heard is that, you know, that gap is going to be all made up by raising funds, by raising taxes. And that's not entirely accurate, because when Go Triangle presented it to the assembly governments, they're looking at a lot of different ways to make up that gap. You know, one way is looking for in-kind donations from municipalities or universities or entities along which the light rail is going to run. So donations in kind, if you will. Other ways they're looking at it are they're going to do extra fundraising, not fundraising like we're talking about with taxes, but fundraising of key private employers that see this as what it is, a tremendous economic, you know, boon for the for our region. And then also they're looking at, you know, other kind of monies that we have that we might need to reallocate a little bit. Like, for example, our CMAC grants support greenways and sidewalk construction. We'll try to figure out a way maybe to use that so that those work greenways and CMAC funds are used in a way that they contribute to the light rail project. So there are many ways that they're, oh, and I know the last one is this, what they call value engineering, which to a layperson like me sounds like, how do we make it a little cheaper?
Right,
so,
right.
So, you know, I think all of those are on the table.
Is that what it basically means?
Well, value engineering means let's reevaluate
okay.
it. And, you know, maybe we have one less car on each train, or maybe we have a different kind of metal, or maybe we don't have as nice a fabric. I mean, I'm making this up. I'm just saying, you know, a way that, you know, you cut that cost down a little. I think a valuable comparison to do, and this is one in my spare time I'm going to do, because I've noticed this at our MPO meetings, you know, people, and by people, I'm not calling out anyone in particular, but for example, state legislators might say, light rail is a boondoggle, you know? Well, look at the cost of a highway interchange, or look at the cost of an exchange for, you know, a railroad or a ferry or something. It's not like the numbers with light rail are really any less outrageous than what we spend on a lot of other transportation infrastructure. And when you look at all the benefits that accompany it, I think we need to get that message out there a little more if we have to find ourselves again, yet again, you know, kind of trying to explain to the public why light rail is such a good thing for our region.
Speaking with Carver and Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and I think one of the concerns and the reason why people are calling it inclined to call it a boondoggle is the fact that it's one line, right? The fact that it goes from UNC up to Durham, around to downtown, NC Central now included on this as well, but it's that one line. So if you don't travel typically for work or for other transportation along that line, if you don't live right there, or if you don't travel to and from work along that line, then you're not going to be personally impacted by it, and how many people really are. So what is the overall effect on traffic going to be? I mean, you're in Carrboro, and the line wouldn't go all the way to Carrboro, right? It would stop at UNC campus. So what would the impact be in parts of Orange County, and there's a lot of Orange County that wouldn't be directly affected by this, so what would be the indirect effect?
No, you're right. There is a lot of Orange County that wouldn't be absolutely affected by light rail, meaning it doesn't come right up to the door, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of folks from Carrboro right now walk or ride their bike to a bus stop and take Triangle Transit or take Chapel Hill Transit somewhere. You know, we are literally a hop and a skip away from what will be the hospital station. And, you know, I pay for, through my taxes, I pay for a lot of services that I never need or hope I never need. You know, I hope I never get hauled off to jail and need the services of, you know, our judicial system. I hope I never get so sick and don't have enough resources that I have to use our Department of Social Services. You know, I've been lucky enough to have two stepchildren in my life, but a lot of folks don't have children. I'm perfectly happy to spend over 50% of my county tax each year on our fine school system. Light rail has been shown nationwide. When it comes to a region, it bolsters the reputation of that region. It brings more people to that region. It brings more economic development to that region. It shows an emphasis on a form of transportation that relies yet less on all of us getting in our cars and riding around. I mean, these are the kind of, these are the kind of arguments we made a few years ago when the transit tax passed 60% to 40%. And these are the kind of discussions we'll be having to have if we decide that we have to dig a little deeper as a county and pay a little more to support light rail. But it's I think that's how I look at it, Aaron, is that, you know, the overall values, it's kind of like the same value around, say, for example, you know, recycling services.
Mm-hmm. Speaking again with Carper Mayor Letty LaBelle, and we're talking about this because the Board of County Commissioners is going to be meeting on Monday, and they're going to be discussing whether or not to sign a letter of intent with Go Triangle to continue discussing this process. Why the need for a letter of intent? Was that just something that, is there a procedural need for that, or?
As I understand it, it's something that needs to be provided to keep it in the federal process, to keep it moving along, because, you know, of course, we're the only light rail project currently underway in North Carolina, except for Charlotte, you know, which has been built and continues to be built. But, you know, there are very few of these projects across the country. Mm-hmm. But those that are across the country are standing in line right before us and right after us. And so if we get bumped off the track, then they move in and take our spot in line.
And we could get back in line, but we're way back in line, right?
We're in the caboose.
So the reason for the funding gap is the state was committed to paying 25%, and now they've put a cap on it of no more than 10%. So it's 15% of the overall budget for this that would need to be made up in some other way. Is there a concern about a possible wrench at the federal level as well? Because the federal government's supposed to pay 50% of this.
Yeah, our understanding is the federal government, there's still that commitment to 50% of the project. As Go Triangle explained to us the other night, whereas before they were going to be out, that was going to be allocated in increments of $120 million per year over a period of years, the federal government is still going to allocate the same amount of money to the project, but instead of being $120 a year, it's going to be $100 a year, be spread out over a longer period of years. But another good question, right? Because, you know, everyone wonders with the change of administration. Seems a little bit unlikely given where we are in the process. But, you know, you need only look at the state legislature to see how that works. But I don't know. You know, the new president talks about wanting to build infrastructure. So it would seem like it might be something that he might support.
All right, we're going to move ahead because there's a couple other topics that we want to discuss. One of them is the Metropolitan Mayors Coalition, which met in Durham for the last couple of days. Was it Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Friday?
It was Thursday, Friday.
And you were there.
Yeah, it was yesterday afternoon and evening, and then all of this morning. It was we meet twice a year, and all of the mayors from the major cities in North Carolina plus me get together. We were grandfathered in along with Boone because we were involved with the transit system, so it's very nice. And so usually I'm there with Mayor Heminger. She wasn't able to be there today. She was out of town. But in any event, we represent the region at these meetings. Mayor Bell hosted it the last 2 days, and it was really fabulous because, you know, a lot of us know what's been going on in Durham, but it was really a fine way to showcase to the rest of the state what all's been going on there. And even for myself, you know, working in Durham and everything, I got to see some parts of Durham and some projects that I hadn't gotten to see yet. We started out with a lunch at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. We were given tours of several venues, including we got to go backstage at the DPAC, which was a lot
awesome.
Of fun. Very cool being back there in the back rooms. Had our picture taken, a big group picture taken on the stage. Went over to the underground where they have their incubator system, and it's really cool, all the offices that are down there and all the folks that were at work there. Kind of closed out with some other sessions on economic development, and then we ended up last night, it was a 15-year kind of celebration of the anniversary of the coalition, which was actually founded by then Mayor McCrory and a group of mayors, including Kevin Foy from Chapel Hill. So a lot of the past mayors were there last night, and also kind of honoring Bill Bell because he won't be running again next year, and this is his last term, so it was a way to really honor him. He received the Order of the Longleaf Pine. And we also had a guest speaker, perhaps presumptive governor-elect, I guess, Roy Cooper came and spoke to the Metro mayors and gave a really nice speech.
Okay, so that was the last couple of days. And Mayor LaBelle, we got to let you go in just a minute, but before we do, you mentioned you work in Durham, you work at NC Central, and they held the ceremony today to remember the life of Deborah Saunders White, who was chancellor for a few years there and just passed away last Saturday. And I know you were at that ceremony. How was the ceremony, and what is Deborah Saunders White's legacy? Because she was really significant significant figure in higher education here in the Triangle.
Yeah, you know, Erin, it's really remarkable to understand she was only our chancellor for 3 years. You know, it's such a short time, but speaker after speaker, and there were 18 of them, you know, highlighted the various kind of benchmarks she set and the achievements we had, you know, naming all different kinds of programs, highest donations ever, increasing of enrollment each year, of course, sports accomplishments, you know, just HBCU of the year this past year. And her mantra was it was called Eagle Excellence, E squared. And so that was, you know, something you'd always see on all of the kind of marketing material and all of the taglines and so on that went out from her. Just a real, real class act, full of energy, you know, well-liked by everyone. Everyone talked about her work ethic and her spirit and her determination and her really positive attitude throughout her years here, and even in the face of, you know, what she knew was going to end up when she went into hospice, when she knew she was going to end up passing away. Just a wonderful, wonderful eagle who will be missed.
Well, Mayor Lavelle, we got to let you go, but thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll keep tracking the light rail discussion as it goes on up to and possibly beyond Monday. Thanks,
Aaron.